It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. You're here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm glad you're tuning in. But what we want you to do is call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And we have a special guest today. We have Big Daddy's Barbecue here. So Sharon, what's up?
Oh, you know, it's a really nice day outside. It's Friday.
It's getting warm.
Sunny, and we have barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. It's a good day.
You smell the smoke in the air?
I can smell it. I can smell the goodness.
I know. You see all the goodness on the table there?
Whoa.
I know. You were sitting there doing your work, and Big Daddy just brought in a bunch of stuff here.
I know. This is like a little slice of heaven.
Brian took pictures there. And Tom Lounges, poor Tom, he didn't stick around.
What the heck? Why didn't he? He's usually the first one to stick around.
I know.
He must have had something really going on.
So we need all the people here in the studio here to get over here and eat some of this delicious barbecue food.
We do. We need all the people in the studio to come.
Let me yell out the door.
And go ahead and yell out the door. And hey, we need all the people listening to...
Big Daddy's here. We need to eat. Hey, what's up, D?
Give us a call. Take part in the show, participate, ask questions, right, Nick?
Yep. 769-9577, 769-9577.
Dee Dotson, the first one to step up.
That's right, Dee.
I love it. There she's running.
I know. I want to congratulate the Crown Point girls basketball team for winning state, for representing our area up here.
Nice.
And I know that because my son goes to Crown Point.
Oh, that's good. See, you're in the know. That's good. That's a good advantage there.
Yeah. So we're going to go... visit Big Daddy's Barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more than just one. There's three of them.
Wow.
And how are we going to get there?
We're going to walk to this train here.
Oh, we got the train? Is this the South Shore?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like an old-time version of the South Shore. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm glad you got a steam train with some smoke. It kind of goes with the whole the theme here.
I try to be prepared when I can.
You can. Here we go. So we're gonna stop. There's a shop in Gary, there's a shop in Sherrillville, and there's a shop in Hammond.
It's a good thing we put plenty of coal in this.
Yes, yes. You know what? And probably Big Daddy can probably throw a few butts in there, some pork butts in there, and smoke them as we're running around.
It takes time.
Yeah,
it takes time.
I don't know if coal works as good as wood, but you know it might be a little bit charred.
He's gonna have to get all of his secrets.
I know. So
about the wood he uses.
Here we are. We stopped off. What store are we stopping off here at, Gordon?
We want to go to the Gary store.
We're at the Gary store?
Let's go to the Gary store.
We're at the Gary store. All right. So, folks, thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And we have Gordon Big Daddy Biffle here from Big Daddy's Barbecue. He's got a shop in Gary, which we're at right now, and a shop in Sherrillville, and a shop in Hammond. And he's got his marketing manager here, Malcolm Jones. How you doing, Malcolm?
I'm doing great.
And he's the one that kind of got it together for us to all meet. And I didn't even realize that Gordon here was actually sort of a neighbor of mine. We both live in the Winfield area. Oh. And he actually is eating at my restaurant, or got a carry out from there.
That's awesome.
So that's really cool. So how you doing,
Gordon? Small world.
Yes. I'm doing fine. I always stop here for my wife loves the lemon rice soup.
Oh, they like the lemon rice. We sell a lot of lemon rice soup.
Speaking my language, that's awesome.
So, what do you want me to call you? Gordon?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Yep. You know what? I'm used to that. Like I said, my uncle, he was called Big Daddy. He played for Emerson High School. He was part of the Golden Tornadoes back in 1961. I think they might have went to state or something
I never knew their nickname.
Yeah, the Golden Tornadoes. Yeah, they had those golden helmets. And that was the only Big Daddy I knew until you. But I'm glad to meet you. So, Big Daddy, give us a little background about yourself.
Okay. I grew up in the Gary area. The Ambridge Elementary all the way up till I graduated from Lew Wallace High School. After graduation, I ended up, I worked at United States Gypsum Company for like, maybe it was a little after I graduated. I worked there for 16 years.
What was that?
We make sheetrock products.
Oh, okay.
It was in East Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, we made sheetrock product. So from there, I used to like the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a single parent. You know, we didn't have much, but we had a lot of love.
Right.
You know, when it got boring or we wanted to do something, we would go in the kitchen and she would make up stuff. And that's how I like to cook, you know, and I was a big little guy too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I used to, You're a big little guy.
I was a big little guy. Now I'm a big guy. You know.
So you were a little guy, yeah. But you were big.
Now you're a big guy with a lot of love.
A little guy that liked to eat.
And when you like to eat, you gotta know how to cook.
Yeah.
You know, totally. It's just a gift I have. I never went to culinary art school or nothing. I Google stuff. I follow things. In fact, the Food Network, they done reached out to me about 6 times. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to have been on Barbecue and Brawls. I was supposed to have been in Austin, Texas for the half of the month. But I had an email, so I guess I didn't make it again.
They keep trying.
Yeah, but they keep coming. They keep calling. And I like what I do. I love what I do. It's a passion of cooking. And, you know, the Gary Store, which is in Calumet Township, mm-hmm. you know, right off 42nd in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot more soul food and barbecue. Hammond is more like a carry-out only, mm-hmm. Express, Cherville. As soon as we opened the store, then we got, you know, the COVID-19 came snooping around. So we ended up having to close the dining room. But now we back open. But I haven't been able to do what I wanted to do with that store, like have blues bands, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I got a guy playing some blues tomorrow
mm-hmm.
on a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just have beer, a lot of local craft beers. And, mm-hmm. you know, the beer limited, too, because I haven't been able to order like I wanted to.
Right.
So, but I want to do a lot more beers.
How'd you meet Malcolm Jones over here?
I met Malcolm. I was looking for a marketing manager. My wife do all that, and this guy texted me Malcolm information or told me about Malcolm. He's a pastor over in East Chicago. We mm-hmm. work together. And so we've been doing a lot of things. I like some of the stuff that he brings to the table.
So, Malcolm, give us a little background about yourself.
So pretty much I've been working in the marketing field for about 5 years now, but it was always kind of like a side thing for me. It wasn't nothing that I was doing full-time.
You got a good radio voice. Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, COVID hit.
Uh-huh.
And I was working at the Majestic Star Casino, and I was their sales and catering director over there.
Okay.
And when COVID hit, obviously, with sales and catering, that's events. So no events is happening. So I became laid off there. And I said, instead of doing this just as a side hustle, how about I just do this full-time? Mm-hmm. And when I did it full-time, it just clients started coming out of nowhere. And we started off when I first got laid off from Majestic Star. We had 2 clients. And now, just almost a year later, we're sitting at 14 clients.
That's great.
And one of them being Big Daddy's. I was reached out from my pastor, Donna Ramirez, at the Cross Church. And he was like, man, Big Daddy's looking for a marketing person. Went on the post that he was kind of on Facebook. And I was actually hoping that he reached back out to me because I've been eating Big Daddy's for a long, long time. So I said this would just be like a joy for me to be able to.
Because you know the product.
Yes, I know it. And I know that it's really, really good. So I'm like, man, just for me to be able to just bring it more to life on social media, it would be an honor for me. So he reached out and I talked to his wife and we did kind of like a test run. The test run went good and we've been kind of going at it ever since. And I'm super excited. We got our first event that's coming up next week on Tuesday. We're doing a Mardi Gras pop-up.
Okay.
One thing that I've learned about Big Daddy since being with him and, you know, being in the kitchen with him, he loves New Orleans-style food. Mm-hmm. Dirty rice, lamb chops, seafood, gator, all that great stuff. And to be able to bring that to life for a one-time only on this Tuesday, March 9th, we're super, super excited about
Where's
it.
Where's the venue at?
It's going to be at the Cherville store right there, 2330 Klein Avenue, right there in Cherville.
You guys would be awesome to be on Triple D.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Big Daddy, why'd you do barbecue? Why'd you tune into the barbecue part of it all?
Okay, so back to my story. I'm a member of Embassies of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and they own a flea market. And back in 07... you know, I talked to one of the pastors. I said, I want to bring a grill out here because I've been cooking at my house and taking food to work. So when I put the grill out there, you know, it was just me and my kids. we was out there, but the people love the food. Mm-hmm. So it went from me and my kids to me, my brother-in-law, my wife, to like 9 employees before I was even ever open, and like 9 grills. Oh. Yeah, so.
That's the best way it happens.
I call them the good old days.
Yeah.
Man, you know, people.
Simple, right?
People would be lined up before we get there. Uh-huh. Wow. So I would pull up with the grills on the pickup truck already smoking, and we would put them down, and man, next thing you know, we off and ready to go. Everybody lined up getting their food, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Yep. It was great. I love cooking.
Well, how many years have you been doing this for? I mean, where you feel like it's a business, the Big Daddy's Barbecue. How many years has that been going?
10 years.
Wow.
It was in October.
Wow.
October 10th. So this October will be 11 years. Hammond store, 7 years. Sherville, like a year and a half.
So Gary was your first store?
My first store. Yep. Okay. It's right adjacent. It's in the same flea market I was in. I'm in the building. It was an appliance repair store. They moved out, and I moved in there. That was one suite. Now I got the two on the right now. I probably got like 7 suites over there.
Yeah. Wow!
I got a whole nother other restaurant going on that's 80% done. But yeah. Now just the Big Daddy side. Yeah, we got like 1, 2, 4 suites.
Folks, if you want to talk to Big Daddy's Barbecue, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and Big Daddy's Barbecue has gift cards to give out, so you get a taste of that barbecue and that smoked meat.
Mm-hmm. I love that T-shirt. Is that you on the T-shirt?
Yeah, that's me.
That's awesome. You got your own T-shirt.
Yeah.
Do you sell your own stuff? You have your own stuff that you put up for sale?
Your own swag? Like?
That's what it's called. See, I'm old. Yeah. I didn't say stuff.
Well, you're part of the radio station, so that's like a right. Swag. I don't know.
Right now, we just have T-shirts and skull caps and just visors.
Yeah,
we sell to customers, but
you're the only one that has that T-shirt.
I want to do a whole lot of other stuff.
Oh, that stuff will all go on.
Right.
So each location, you kind of touched on it, but each location is a little bit different in their menu.
Just a little bit. Gary's store might have a little more than what Hammond have, but basically almost the same thing. Sherville and the Gary store about have the same thing, but they had different things. And the more I open like Sherville up, more to the blues, I want to throw a little Cajun in there too.
Uh-huh.
You know, red beans and rice. You know, we already got the catfish, hush puppies.
Got some collard greens.
Collard greens, mac and cheese. We do sweet potatoes, potato salad, and coleslaw. Brisket. I sell a lot of brisket in Sherville. Gary, I sell 7,000-8,000 pounds of rib tips a week.
Wow. So what's your biggest volume store?
My biggest is Gary.
Is Gary.
Yeah. Gary, I call it the mothership.
Yeah. your flagship.
Yeah, right.
So is there like a lot of... foot traffic by your store in Gary? Is it? What is the atmosphere like?
He is the foot traffic.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So you bring the foot traffic.
All walks of life in there. They truck drivers telling everybody about the, you know, it's parking.
Yeah.
They pulling up. I got friends from driving trucks living in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you meet a lot of people.
So when somebody walks into one of your units, how's it work when you order? Is it you sit down, there's a waitress? How's it kind of go?
You walk up and order.
Okay.
And then you have a seat. Yeah. Sherville, you walk up, take your order, have a seat, and they bring the food to the table. Yeah, so.
Malcolm, what's your favorite item?
My favorite item, I'm a person that loves, I have a sweet tooth, mm-hmm. and he probably has the best peach cobbler in town. I'm going to tell you that off menu. Back. And so I love that, and then of course, I can't go without getting some rib tips. I love rib tips. The funny story about rib tips is I actually went to Texas, and I'm thinking that rib tips was like a just anywhere thing. So I go to these barbecue places, and I'm like, hey, can I get some rib tips? And they looking at me like I'm crazy.
Really?
Because they just don't do that out there. And I'm like, what? And as like I'm like, well, y'all need to come to Indiana and go check out Big Daddy so you can try these rib tips, and you're going to bring it on back. Trust me.
I never heard it.
Barbecue
everyone...
is regional.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere you go is different.
Definitely.
You could take some rib tips to Texas. They'd be like, what is this? And then, you know, now more the Chicago area, now they getting into more brisket Years ago, it wasn't like that. It was just what I used to do. Old Chicago-style barbecue. I got the, I don't know if you ever seen the aquarium pit with the glass around.
Right.
When the, that's what's in my Hammond store.
Oh, really? So you can see it all.
Right. And I'm taking one out of Gary. Now, you got to know how to man that thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Or you'd be in trouble. So, you know, Chicago-style barbecue is kind of changing a little bit.
Yeah.
It was more known for the rib tips and the hot links. And
well, I think you're a little bit ahead of your time. I think you're like the pioneer because if you've been doing this for 10 years, we've been on doing this show for probably about 3 years, and just now we're starting to see the barbecuing, and you know we've had people on that does barbecue and have the smokehouses. You've been doing it,
right?
So you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah, but I do a little bit of it all.
Yeah,
from the smoked meats to the rib tips that gotta be cooked over the charcoal.
Right.
You know, that's backyard barbecue flavor. You know, and I got the big meats where you just throw in the smoker. I got the old hickory. I got the southern pride. I got the best of both worlds. So
when you say, is that the wood you use?
Yeah.
Yeah, what now, do you use actually logs or do you use, I mean, some of these guys use pellets and things like that.
No, I use logs.
Okay.
Then I mix it with a little charcoal. I would use oak and a little cherry or oak and apple. I say the hickory for meats that need a stronger smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to smoke it out too much. So I use a mixture of everything.
So I saw that you have a smoker that looks like a train.
Yeah, that's in front of my Sherryville store. Now, that's a charcoal pit.
Okay.
That's what we cook our rib tips on.
So you actually cook in front of the store?
Yeah.
Now, you got to get special zoning for that? How does that work? Just for people out there. I mean, there's people listening to this that are thinking about doing restaurants, too.
Yeah, first of all, you got to case the place out and see what's the rules and the regulations wherever you go. Some places you can cook outside. My Gary store, I love it because I'm in the Calumet Township.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing but grills in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hammond, that's why I still got that aquarium pit indoor, mm-hmm. which I prefer to cook outside over the charcoal.
You know what? I always felt like cooking outside over the charcoal when it's a little cool outside is the best smell there is. I don't know. Compared to summertime.
I love waking up.
It gives you a warm, fuzzy, too.
I love waking up the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how many pounds do you smoke a day? I mean, we've had these people on. Is it sort of like you smoke so much, and when you run out, you run out? And how much do you start? How much do you try to go with?
Well, we try to run out. Sherryville, Hammond, they're not. I'm not doing near as much as I'm doing the Gary store.
Mm-hmm.
The Gary store, I could run out of everything but rib tips and hot links.
Really?
Because they would sell all the way to the lights turn off.
Right.
They would sell all the way to the lights. And we kind of manage. We have pars. This what we go cook today. This what we go cook today. Let me see. Like on a Thursday. Thursday is our $5 rib tip day.
Uh-huh.
Which is a half pound of rib tips with fries.
Uh-huh.
For $5, which is usually like seven something.
Yeah.
So let me see. I will put down, let's say about 30-pound cases of rib tips.
Wow.
And I work with Wichita Meat Packing Company in Chicago. I got a company that make my rub, and they ship it straight to Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
So they tumble all my meat. And
So it's already pre-rubbed when you get it.
When my meat come off the truck, it's already seasoned.
And what's good about that, Sharon, it's been sitting.
Consistency, marinating, and yeah.
It sits on it instead of it putting in your cooler and rubbing it. Mm-hmm. So all your stuff is dry rub.
Right.
Okay, and then you smoke it.
Just dry rub, but sitting on the moist meat, you get this little moist piece of meat. This sticky.
I'm not going to get any of this food. These
flavor.
People keep coming over here. I'm not going to get nothing.
I don't know. I think I have some banana pudding in that bag, too.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Wow.
Stuff in the bottom.
That's going to get you right.
Folks, if you want to try some of this Big Daddy's Barbecue, they're located out of Hammond, Gary in Sherryville. Give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. We have Gordon Big Daddy Biffle here and his marketing manager, Malcolm Jones, and they'll be happy to give you out a gift card. So give us a call.
You want to make that phone call.
Oh, yeah. This food looks delicious. Yeah. So what kind of sauces do you put on these?
I use like a So it's kind of just no different from the sauce my mom used to make, but I add pineapples to it.
You bring so much, you know, you're putting chills in me, like this home feeling to it all.
It bring up, you know, a lot of people like my sauce. I done served, I done catered for Steve Harvey. I done been on his talk show.
Yeah, you know what? You won an award, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, I done did a lot of catering for him.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, he was saying something on the radio a couple weeks ago about me, but I didn't hear somebody call.
Well, he does radio out of Chicago, doesn't he?
Yep. Not no more.
Oh, he doesn't?
See, that's why I haven't done no catering. He moved to California, uh-huh. But now that show's done with, too. So now he do a little Facebook thing. He's not on the radio no more. Yeah. He on the radio, but they doing it remote.
Gotcha, right. Yeah.
From his house in Georgia.
So what sauces do you offer?
We have just our original sauce.
Like a barbecue
with, it's just a mild sweet flavor.
Yeah,
barbecue sauce. It got a look. You can taste a slight heat, and then the pineapples. Then I got that flavor. I got it in hot. Then I got this down home blue sauce that I really want everybody to try.
What's blue sauce?
It's like a rich dark sauce with a little more sweetness to it and a little more bite on it. It's excellent. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't tried that. I got to get on that.
You got something with a lot of heat, or you don't worry about the heat stuff?
I have my original spicy sauce. It's okay. It's hot, but it won't blow your socks off.
Yeah. Now these sauces you guys make yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you start your day, what do you start down in?
No. Oh. Me and the wife used to go in the kitchen.
Yeah, make it.
Early, like 4 a.m, making the sauce. If you look at our ceiling, you see all these bubbles of sauce sitting up there. So now, you know, the guy, Pork Mafia, Phil, he connected me with another guy named Phil Graff out of Elk Grove Village. So they was trying to make my sauce. They was trying. My wife like, no, we can't go with them because they're not getting it. They're not getting it. Yeah. So we got to keep trying because we're making too much sauce now. So he said, won't you guys come out here? So my wife, they put up on a ladder looking in this big tank. Yeah. And she told them what they were doing wrong. They was mixing the pineapple. And once they got it, bam.
So they're your co-packer, basically.
Right.
We got somebody on the line. Who do we got?
Yeah, we got Dawn from Crown Point.
Dawn from Crown Point. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You got a question for Big Daddy?
I do. Well,
I love saying one, that.
When I called, I said, I'd like to talk to Big Daddy, please.
I love it when you call Big Daddy.
Well, I just wanted to say that as I'm driving home from work, my heart is so happy right now and singing because I've unfortunately never been to your restaurant, but I can't wait to go. And between barbecue and blues, I'm in heaven. This is awesome, and I wanted to say thank you. And did I hear that you said you'll have blues tomorrow?
Well, I'm gonna have my guy Tibby. He's gonna be playing the guitar there and playing some blues. So We're gonna see how that work out. Yeah, so he'll be there at about 6 o'clock.
And what unit?
6:30.
The Sherville
store. Yep, that's gonna be my barbecue blues and brews spot.
So
I love that.
So what we're gonna do is Big Daddy bought some gift cards. So we're gonna mail you out a gift card. It won't be in time for that show, but you know, go to the show. And you'll see all the different foods, try some stuff out. So when you get that card, you know what to go back for.
Yep. And the Sherville store, we're going to be open for a pop-up, a Mardi Gras pop-up Tuesday. Now, Sherville and Hammond is only Thursday through Sunday right now. But we're going to open up Tuesday so we can offer some Cajun dishes. It was postponed because Fat Tuesday, we got all that snow.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it again this Tuesday.
Okay.
And then we're going to see how it works out. So we can do more pop-ups and maybe we can get Sherry open 7 days a week with 7 days of blues.
Yes, indeed. So,
the good thing about that Tuesday, I just want to say, is on that Tuesday for the Mardi Gras pop-up, we're going to have a full band, all entertainment. It's going to be a sight to see. You guys want to be there on that Tuesday.
Does that sound good?
Wonderful.
So we're going to send you out a gift card to Big Daddy's Barbecue. And you got one in Gary, one in Hammond, and one in Sherville. And you'll be getting that in a couple of days. All I want you to say is, I'll see you later, Big Daddy.
Thank Thank you so much, and I will see you later, Big Daddy.
All right. I'll be there.
Okay. Yeah. Who else have we got on the line there?
All right. We have Markel.
Markel?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Markel.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, what's up? You know Markel?
Yeah.
Markel. So, Markel, are you going to need a gift card or are you back there making the sauce?
No. Don't give me no gift cards. I get all the exclusive stuff.
No. You know what? No, hey, I'm going to give you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery. How's that?
To where?
Chef Nick's Eatery.
Markel, it's the restaurant down the street from your sister's house, from my house.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I'll do that.
Okay.
But definitely not Big Daddy. You know, me and him go way back when we was little fishing and stuff. So I get all, you know, I taught him how to fish.
No, okay.
I tell the story when we was little.
Yeah.
You know, I taught him how to fish. But,
tell him your line. You teach a man how to fish, he'll eat for life.
Yeah, he's been eating ever since I taught him how to fish. But, you know, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, Gordon Biffle, you know, we call him something different, you know, not Big Daddy and all that stuff, but I'll let y'all keep the Big Daddy thing, but he's always been a good cook, you know, I like to go to
his house.
That's
his Hollywood name, isn't it? That's his Hollywood name.
That's his Hollywood, Steve Harvey, Val Warner, Windy City Live, and all that stuff, so, you know, but he didn't cook for everybody, from like all of the senators to the governors to everybody. Everybody loves his food, and he got a great heart, a great spirit, man, and you know, if y'all haven't been there, you definitely got to try him out. I would tell you, he got the best barbecue
he's so sweet.
In the world.
He's going to be giving you a big old kiss when he sees you.
Right. Hey, he always do that. He's real sensitive right there. He kind of like got the Carl Thomas, Ralph Chasman thing.
Really?
Real
he called me a crybaby. That's what he's trying to say.
Well, Markel,
but I just wanted to call in you guys. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Hey, Gordon, I'll holler at you later. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
You're listening to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Sharon Jackson. We're sitting here on the Big Blowtorch, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public. What are you laughing about?
The
biggest blowtorch in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
And we got the guy that's got the biggest smoker around.
Exactly.
Especially if you put three stores together. Oh, you know what? You were talking.
Big guy, big smoker.
You were talking about your other venture. What's your other venture other than the barbecue and the smoke? What else are you trying to open up? You're thinking about
next door to the main Big Daddy's in Gary. We're working on a place called Soul Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more Cajun, soul food, Creole, and Caribbean. All the flavors mixed together, and it's going to be like a date night scene.
Okay.
You know. Me and the wife had to travel to Chicago all the time, and you know I just wanted to bring some in the Gary, Northwest Indiana area,
mm-hmm.
where you can get great food, great service, and with a little sophistication to it.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have some fun as soon as I give me a great chef to work with. It's a lot of work.
Oh, it's a lot of work.
The people so I want to work and train and teach,
and you need
you know,
something.
And I want to come in and sit down and have dinner.
Yeah, because one of those things alone is a job in itself.
Man, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're talking about dinner. What did you bring into the studio for everyone to eat today?
Okay, today I brought a little a sample of stuff that we kind of have every day. I bought rib tips, hot links with collard greens, baked beans, candy yams, and I got a mac and cheese. I think it's peach cobbler over there.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I know it's banana pudding. And coleslaw, potato salad. I'm not sure. We got our catfish over there. I can't see right, but I had to put me a beef rib on there, a pork rib. I don't see nothing no more.
Am I right?
They ate it all up.
They cleared it out.
They did clear it out.
Yeah, but you know, I kind of brought some. Every day we offer sweet potatoes, collard greens. You get them every day. People love our collard greens. We do it with a smoked turkey tail.
What are turkey tips?
Turkey tips?
I've never heard of that.
You know, we got this rib tip thing going, but you got a lot of people want something that's not pork or less fat on it. So I smoke a turkey breast.
Right.
I smoke a boneless turkey breast. I put it on a Southern Pride, smoke it with a little oak and cherry. And we cut it up, and we put it on top of fries, and we dash it with sauce.
Okay.
And they can take a fork and eat it like that. We also do the big turkey legs, too.
So, will be the one of the best things you've ever tasted in your life. Trust me, take my word for it.
Oh, I'm sure everything he has is good.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm waiting. I
got friends that fight over those turkeys.
I'll be fighting over the scraps in these styrofoam containers here because I think everyone took everything. So hot links. I noticed you're big on these hot links. Now you pump them yourself or do you buy them?
I was pumping them myself, but I didn't have enough rib trimmings. I couldn't keep up.
Oh, okay.
So even right now, I got all these trimmings. But I went to my meat packing company. That's another thing we have to do. I made my own seasonings up. Hot links, I almost gave up on because I just couldn't get it right. Finally, I got that seasoning right.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a company to mix that rub for me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'll take it to Wichita. And it's so much rub per 30 pounds of 80-20 pork trimmings.
Right.
And they mix and they spit them out for me.
Okay, so is that in a natural casing?
The turkey, the pork is in a natural casing.
Uh-huh.
Now, the turkey, I couldn't get a turkey casing because turkeys don't have cases.
Right. So you just put it in a synthetic?
No, I didn't even do that. I just went with the
pressed.
I went with a beef casing.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so it's just if you're not a turkey eater.
Right.
I mean, if you're not a pork eater, you could do that one.
That's
so
cool.
I kind of let my customer know that this is what we got. Yeah.
Who we got on the line?
We got Nick on the line.
Right, wait.
Yeah, not you.
Okay, Nick, how you doing?
Good, Nick, the other Nick.
Don't you always get thrown off when somebody says their name is Nick?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Big Daddy's like that,
somebody too. Somebody came in the restaurant yesterday and said, you tell him I'm Big Daddy. I said, it's enough room for us.
Right.
Big Daddy's all over the world.
So, Nick, you got a question for Big Daddy's Barbecue?
Yeah, you know, I only live a mile from Big Daddy's. I just noticed that it's open. How long have you been open there?
Which one? Which one you live a mile away from?
Cherville.
Okay.
Oh, I've been open since last November. And, you know, during the COVID stuff, we was open 7 days. Then we had to cut back to now we just Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 9 o'clock.
Yep.
So
okay.
So, Nick, you got a question for Big Daddy?
Well, you just answered it. I've wanted the hours. I'm going to get over there tonight, I think.
Okay.
So what are you going to go for? What's your go-to when you get to Big Daddy's
barbecue? Cajun greens and things sounds really good.
Yeah. Oh, you like greens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
what are greens?
Yeah.
What are collard greens? What are they? Aren't they like a dandelion?
No.
I mean, the Greek people, my grandmother used to go out to the front yard and just pull dandelions. We used to boil them.
It's greens. There's so many types.
Oh, really?
You got turnip, mustard, collard. You got
and what do you use?
Salad. I use collards. Collards are more like a cabbage consistency. So they're kind of like thick, big leaves, and you smoke them. I mean, you cook them low and slow with ham hog, any kind of smoked meat.
Mm-hmm.
You put in there to bring out the flavor. I put a little crushed red pepper in there and a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you get a nice sweet corn muffin to go with it.
So, Nick, he's not pulling he's not pulling them from his front yard. So he's got some good greens that came from a farm.
Right.
Instead of like my yaya used to get from the front yard. So we're going to send you out a gift card to Big Daddy's Barbecue, and it'll be good. The gift card's good at all three of them, isn't
it? Yeah.
Okay.
And also, people like to get the collard greens with the fried green tomatoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Match made.
Doesn't that all sound good?
That sounds excellent.
I know, it's getting right. We're almost close to 4 o'clock. You're probably getting hungry by now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you gave Sharon all your information?
Mm-hmm.
I sure did.
Okay, thanks for calling in. We'll be sending you out
that
gift card
much.
Soon. Thanks, Nick, for calling in.
Looking forward to getting there.
Thank you. So, jerk. That's become the thing now.
Nick, be nice.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was talking in the mirror. What is jerk?
Jerk is it's a recipe that started in Africa, and when they brought the slaves over here, you know, in the Caribbean islands, stuff like that, they taught them how to jerk. Actually, means cooking over fire.
Does it really? I didn't
know
that.
They use a certain wood. What is it called? pig. I can't think of it. It's a certain wood they cook this, they chicken over it, pork over it. But basically, jerk is a bunch of spices.
That's right. I always thought it was a spice.
And then you put that Scotch bonnet, or also known as the habanero. Once you put that in there, that just lights you up. But it's ginger, it's allspice, it's cinnamon, it's molasses, it's green onions, red. It's everything all blend up to this. It's like mud.
Right.
And you can marinate your meat in it. Okay. And then you cook it over open fire and you can brush it. So I sell a lot of jerk wings.
Yeah. Is that so? It's a little bit more labor intensive. You've already marinated it, you put it on, then you got to tend to it a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a little more labor intensive. You got to get it right.
Yeah. So what do you sell? Just jerk wings? You sell anything else that's got that jerk style?
Sherrville, I just have the jerk wings, Sherrville and Hammond. Gary, I do a special, which they're not open on Tuesday. I have Jerk Tuesday. So I'm always offering different things. This Tuesday I had the big jerk pork chop, you know, with a pineapple on a bun with the jerk sauce on it, so the sweetness can meet the heat and perfect.
Because some people jerk is just spicy. Yeah, it's way itchy.
Well, that's what people think it is. They think it's like blackened with a lot of spice.
No, it's the flavor.
It is.
They don't
flavor.
Have to be black.
Either. Yeah. Right.
And, so that and. I do a leg quarter special, two leg quarters for $2.99 on a jerk.
Yeah.
With fries. I sell a lot of that.
So I see that you have a poor boy. You don't get too many poor boys around here. That sounds like an East Coast thing. Can you explain what a poor boy is?
I thought it was a New Orleans thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I called it a rich boy.
I mean, I see it out in the East Coast when I was there.
Okay. It's a sandwich.
Okay.
you can make any type of poor boy you want to. You just put some lettuce, tomato, and pickles on it and your special sauce. You can use mayonnaise, some remoulade sauce.
That's the tree. That's the wood.
The tree.
It's the pimento tree. Hey, you can't get it around here. They got to ship it to you. And the Jamaicans, you know, once they jerk it, they put it on top of this pimento wood, and I guess it gets some flavor. But I'm gonna Google me and Google the Amazon. They probably got it.
Right. They got everything.
So what side dishes do you offer out there? Yeah.
Well, in Sherrville?
Sherrville,
basically the same as I have with all the rest of mom.
You do all your own cooking?
Yes. Awesome. I don't do all my own cooking. I train. I'm in the kitchen.
Your way.
Woo-hoo-wee. Yeah. I'd be in trouble.
I know, right? Yeah, you're not a machine, right?
But it's a recipe. I got the holy recipe book.
Right.
You know, we do collard greens. We do sweet potatoes. We do potato salad.
Now, you do a sweet potato that's like a, with the skin, like a sweet potato?
It's cut up.
Okay.
And we stew it down with sugar and molasses, cinnamon, a little
it
nutmeg.
All tastes, sounds it, good.
It's like a candied yam.
Yeah, I like them like that.
So some people say sweet potato, some people say
yam.
So I'm going to figure out.
A nice medium.
One day.
It is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just a reach, I think, the people in Georgia call them yams.
Yeah.
And everyone else says sweet potato. I think that's how it all came around.
Yeah, you know, we do a banana pudding that's great. We do a peach cobbler. And I better not forget nothing. My wife will get me.
Now, do you do any, like specials? Do you let your... Because I'm sure, you know, you got your managers in each unit and your chefs in each unit. Do you ever send out and say, hey, we're going to do this special today? And we're not talking specials of things that you already have, something different. I mean, do you do a special or you stick to your menu mainly?
I do specials. Tomorrow, what do I call it, from 12 to 6?
Taste the Soul Cafe.
I do the Taste the Soul Cafe, and I've been doing...
that sounds like a radio show.
Yeah, I've been doing fried rice with lobster tail,
ooh.
Fried rice with shrimp, ooh. Fried rice with steak.
Wow.
Lamb chops. I do like a Caribbean mouth flavored lamb chop.
And so you're much more than what you're saying on your shirt there.
Oh, big time.
I was in that backyard patio thing at the Northwest Times.
Yeah.
Had, and I was they featured me in my backyard and I did the lamb chops.
Oh,
Caribbean jerk lamb chops with the I even jerked the pineapple.
Wow.
That was amazing. Yeah, like I said, the sweetness and the little heat is just balancing out.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. We got Sharon Jackson here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And believe it or not, this show's only got about 10 minutes to 15 minutes left. So if you want to get a gift card, call in 769-9577. And today we are featuring Big Daddy's Barbecue. I'm having a blast talking to him and Malcolm over here. Mm-hmm. We want you to call in because Big Daddy's got some gift cards to give out for some delicious, lip-smacking, finger-licking barbecue. Right?
Jim? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You had some. I haven't had a chance.
I had one little bite because I'm just like sitting here hanging on every word this guy says.
So, Malcolm, I don't know if you know about this. Does Big Daddy have like a loyalty card or any kind of punch card? Do you have anything like that?
We have a loyalty card.
Do you?
Yeah, you just sign up for it when you come to the restaurant or my son will direct you to where you need to go.
Okay.
To do it.
So, you guys have like you have a special kids menu or anything?
No, I don't have a kids menu yet.
Okay, but is it kid friendly? I mean,
the kids.
I mean, you don't have booze. You don't have booze, or I mean, you have just beer, right?
Right, just beer. Yeah, I got a section over 21.
Okay, so you do break it up a little bit. So you don't have like a kids menu, but you.
No, I don't. But what was I doing? Tenders in Cherryville.
Yeah.
But then when we had to close the. Yeah.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, so I got to restructure everything, get it back together.
So, you know, you had the COVID thing. Did you do curbside? Did you have Uber Eats? How did you handle that?
We had Uber Eats and we had DoorDash.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a lot of curbside. Actually, we got a lot more carry out, which, you know, it kept enough to kept the doors open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I knew. With the dining room open and the ideas I got planned for that place, me and Malcolm.
Who do you throw those ideas to?
Right now, I've been throwing them to my wife and Malcolm. Like, and this is what I want to do, or let him know. So that way somebody else will see if I can do something to work.
We got somebody else on the phone. Who we got on the phone there, Sharon? Yeah. Sharon's working hard.
Whiting. She's calling from Whiting. It's Trisha.
Trisha, how are you?
Pierogi Fest. I used to love that.
I'm hungry. That's how I am.
Who? You're hungry.
I'm hungry, but yeah, now I am.
So, like Sharon says, I mean, if you're from Whiting, you just don't eat just pierogies, right?
Oh, no.
You want some Big Daddy's Barbecue.
I was raised in the South. I love me some barbecue.
Oh, do you?
Awesome.
So have you ever been to Big Daddy's?
No, I had no clue about it, and I was out doing Instacart and turned this on and heard all the food, and I was like, oh, yeah.
You know what? You heard it, but we're smelling it and eating it over here. So, what's your favorite? What do you like about a barbecue place? What do you go for?
I like a good sweet spicy mix, and he was just talking about the jerk, and then jerk lamb chops for real. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I do those on Saturdays.
You know what? There's probably a problem out there in the cars, but probably people have to get bibs on because they're kind of drooling out there with all what you're talking about. So
for real.
So Trish, what Big Daddy did is he brought some gift cards to the studio, and we're going to send you out a gift card so you can visit either the Gary, the Cherville, or the Hammond location for Big Daddy's Barbecue. Does that sound pretty good?
I am so brokenhearted about that idea, really. Well, I'm excited.
I would be too. So Trish, thanks for calling in, and we'll hope to see you at Big Daddy soon.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
So I see online you had this big pig. Do you do whole pigs?
Oh, man. I haven't done that
since I was down in Florida at the Ramada.
Yeah. I bought that special pit just for that. And, it, man, I haven't done many since. That's the only thing I miss about this COVID, mm-hmm. me dropping pigs off for one.
You mean people would order like they do lambs? Like I know, like there's a meat place by me, Hobart Meat Locker, right?
And I've been Mike.
Mike, right.
Yeah. So
it's funny how we were like in the same neighborhood for all these years, and we never. But I'm always back in the kitchen, man.
I've been there a couple of times. Then when Mike took over, he reached out to me.
Yeah, he did to me too.
He loaded me up.
Uh-huh.
So I like his meat.
Yeah.
That and yeah, I do a lot of, I was doing a lot of hog roasts. In fact, I had three of them a couple months ago, but then they had to call back and cancel it, you know, because no way they could social distance. So
right.
Now we've been doing more box lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing I miss is all my catering. And I was everywhere.
Yeah.
Doing hog roasts. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that. You like being out in the public?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
You like talking to people, I can tell.
Yeah.
I like talking to you.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
So next time I see you through the drive-thru, I'll know. You probably don't even have time for that. You probably work all day and then just probably get home.
My wife always go that way.
Yeah.
When I get home, you know, she's been...
So do you do, do any fairs? Do you ever put stands out at fairs, farmer's markets? You do things like that?
I did the Hobart Farmer's Market for years.
I have to look for
Griffith. Uh-huh. Yeah, amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Blues Fest, that's kind of what gave me my idea of the Big Daddy's Barbecue Blues. Brews.
Yeah.
I have a line from here to across the street. Yep, so I was in a couple of contests in Griffith. I got best brisket one mm-hmm. year, best pork, best overall. It's a lot of fun out there.
Yeah. You got the best because these are recipes that you've nurtured for 10 years. So you've adjusted. And you've made them right.
Right. You know, I
compared to some guy that just...
Yeah, you know, I keep it a little different, you know, and the style of cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And your personality. Who we got on the line there?
We get Jane from Hobart.
Jane from... We're getting people from all around the region.
Everywhere.
I know.
Yeah,
Jane, what's
you.
Up? How you doing?
Hey, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
I've been enjoying your show very much. And I live in Hobart, lived here for... a lot of years, and so I've been to Big Daddy's. Mm. I've been there quite a few times. We stop in there pretty often. So, but you know what? I've never tried is any of your desserts, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm originally from Texas, and banana pudding is huge out there, and so I'm thinking and sweet potato and peach cobbler, and so I'm thinking, wow, that would be really awesome. I think I've never tried it, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go down there and try that.
The banana pudding is awesome. The peach cobbler, awesome. And I have a pound cake in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I left that out.
my mom made the
best. It melts. You got to try the pound cake. Yeah.
Well, I got to try it. My mom used to make the best banana pudding, and I haven't tasted. There's just one person that I know, one sister I have, I know that makes it really great. And but I want to taste yours to see if it's close to what my mom used to make.
Okay, I want to know, too.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to share with you something. I want to share something with you. I hear you saying you try different things. I make a pretty good sauce for barbecue because we have like a little mini farm. And so we have, we butcher cows and we butcher a horse. And I mean, a horse isn't a horse. We have a horse.
I never tried that one. Yeah. I can make it fall off.
you're going to go outside and your horse is going to be gone.
Once a year, we do the cow maybe once a year and we'll have a big to do. And it's really great. But I don't think you've ever tasted like in Spanish. It's called barbacoa, means barbecue.
Yeah.
So
what part? The head?
No. I don't know what part of the meat it is really, but it's a super tender part of the beef.
Right.
But so that's something. But I've got a really good sauce that's my own. So I'm gonna make it and I'm gonna take it over to you so you can try it.
Okay, yep, and put your information on the bottle just in case I ain't there, or leave a little card so I can reach back out to you. Yeah, because I want to know what you think about that banana pudding, too.
Yep, and you know what?
Oh,
we're going to send you a gift card out to Big Daddy's Barbecue, Cherville, Cherville, Hammond, or Gary.
Okay.
Which one do you go to?
To Gary. I go to Gary. I live close by. I'm only like maybe 10 minutes from his place there.
Okay, so we'll be sending out a gift card to that that location or any location you want to go to.
Okay, yeah, I want to go to the Gary one. That'll be great.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. It was so nice talking. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Yep.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
So when you do with the booze, you try to get like microbreweries, local guys, or do you just go for the PBR and the Schlitz and all that kind of stuff?
Right now, I'm doing that, and I love Three Floyds and 18th Street Brewery. I like a lot of his beers, but I want more, you know. So when we can open up more, I want to have stouts all the way down the end of the bar from one end to the other. You know, I don't have a liquor license for the alcohol. Actually, it's hard to get in Cherville right now. So,
Is there any online ordering with you?
Yeah. Yep. You can go to eatbigdaddies.com.
Okay.
Yep. But you can place your order online and it'll be ready for you when you get there. Yeah.
So, the pig thing again. You actually sell the whole thing? People actually, the head and everything?
I dress it Hawaiian style.
You got, you know, folks, yeah. You need to go on your website.
Yeah. Isn't
on
my website, you'll see it. Yep.
Wow.
For the cigar lounge, I put a nice gangster hat on.
Yeah, yeah, seen
Versace
it.
Glasses and the cigar. Uh-huh. And then it was crazy because the cigar, the pig was so hot. All the smoke was coming out of his mouth.
Oh my God.
Everybody thought the cigar was lit. Yeah. So.
Wow. That's just too much, so, man.
I got a lot of videos of the hog roast. I even go out, what's that, in the dunes, in the campgrounds.
Uh-huh.
They have, I've set up out there where they camp, and then I bring the hog and I'll carve it.
Nice. So, you know, catering. I mean, how does you do catering?
Yeah.
Do you do off, you know, where you go and serve it, like off-premise?
Right now I'm not serving.
Okay.
I'm just dropping it off where you can pick it up.
Okay.
And even that, the catering just kind of real slow.
Yeah, for me it went real
because
slow.
Because of the COVID. Social distance. And,
yeah.
And,
but what kind of notice do people need to get some catering done?
They can call or go online or... They can call the Geary store, any location you can call, and at least 24-hour notice.
If
it's something I can do within 24 hours, I do it. Yeah.
Well, Sharon, we're down to our last 2 minutes. That went by fast, didn't
really
it, Big
fast.
Daddy?
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Malcolm, did you think it went by fast?
Yes, yes. This was wonderful, and I thank you guys for even having us. I'm super excited.
Thank you for reaching out to me.
No, without a doubt. I knew that this would definitely be just a perfect match with this show with Big Daddy, and we're just hoping to do more in the future. I just want everybody to know that next week, Tuesday March 9th, we want you guys to come out. This is going to be a one-time only this menu, and trust me, if you go to our Facebook, our social media, you'll be able to see some pictures of just a few dishes that's going to be on the menu, from gumbo to catfish po' boys to alligator
jambalaya
bites, everything,
yep, calamari, everything. We're gonna have it.
You want to be there.
And dooley sausage.
Big
wow. Homemade.
So, Gordon, you have the last word before we sign off. What do you got to say to your public out there?
I would like to say everybody come out and come see Big Daddy's in the location. You know, I like putting smiles on people's face when they eat great food.
You made my day.
Yeah. And I always say, come taste the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. Different styles.
And I got a feeling people come out just to visit you.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I have
fun
that
to be around.
The kids, I like when the kids come see me.
Yeah.
I come out there, and then as soon as I walk out there, they got a big picture of me on the wall.
Yeah.
When I come out.
They're all saying, Uncle Big Daddy.
They go hide. No, they hide. I'm like, hey, don't hide now. Come on. Yeah. So I love it.
I know you're trying to call in. I'm sorry, but we're at the end of the show. Again, I want to thank Gordon Big Daddy Biffle. And Malcolm Jones for joining us here on Lakeshore Public Radio. I want to thank everyone out there for listening to Let's Eat today. And I want to thank Sharon for hosting the show with me and running the boards.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for taking some time out. It's a busy weekend. And people keep on calling. You see that? They love you, Big Daddy.
I know,
love you.
People keep on calling.
Gotta get ready for them.
Yeah. So anyways, everyone out there, you know, have a great weekend. It's going to be nice and warm. Enjoy the warmth. And don't forget to visit Big Daddy's Barbecue. They're located in Gary, Hammond, and in Cherville. Big Daddy's a really nice guy. He'll be happy to see you. And he's always out there to give you that tasty barbecue food that you're just going to slap your lips and lick your fingers. And I want everyone to have a great and safe weekend. And thank you for listening to Let's Eat. Yasu!